Hey guys, Rick and Duke, welcome to another episode of Warhog Words of Wisdom. So this one here, we're going to talk about taking care of your temple. Yep, taking care of you, the things you put in, and the advice you get from those quote-unquote medical professionals. But first, let's do some quick housekeeping. So here, check it out. I'll tell you guys, before you try to hit that 30-second forward button, you're going to miss some critical stuff here. So Warhog Tactical is proud to announce we have partnered with Warfighter Athletics. That is correct. Partner with Warfighter Athletics. Use code OTR10. Save you 10% with them. If you're not familiar with Warfighter, so basically they've got an apparel line, whether it's lifestyle, workout gear, stuff for the outdoors, just great stuff all the way around. Plus, they've got some, if you don't really know how to work out or don't have a good plan, they've got programming stuff in there as well. So Warfighter Athletics, again, if you forget, hey, how to check it out, or any of the industry partners with Warhog Tactical, easiest thing, guys, warhog.com. Go to our industry partners page. It's all there. That way you're not trying to make notes as you drive or do anything else. You got everything right there. While you're there, don't forget, make sure you sign up for our newsletter. Getting ready to do a newsletter blast here shortly with some updates as far as savings for you guys. If you're interested, hey, take a look at these different companies. I mean, they've got great stuff. We're not just partnering with anybody. I try to partner with quality people. Make sure you guys check out kellydefense.com as well. Sign up for Mark's newsletter. And a couple other things in there. We've got our OTR training on demand. Make sure you guys check that out. Both on both of our homepages, warhog.com, kellydefense.com. You can see the link there. Take you right to it. Check out all the new training stuff we got going on there. And then, as always, patreon.com/onthe range podcast. Biggest goldmine with that, in my opinion, guys, is our bi-monthly interactive Zoom call with our patrons. So absolutely a great group of guys. Just a great community we're building there. So love to have you guys be a part. Last but not least, man, it's that huge favor, right? It's, hey man, hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating review. We're trying to bump this algorithm up, and that's the only way we do it. seeing a good spike in the numbers, which is, you know, people are listening and stuff like that. So you guys are liking what you're hearing. Again, we're always open. If you got, you know, suggestions for words of wisdom or whatever, man, shoot me a note, let me know. But kind of going off of, you know, things I see, things I get questions on, and then just kind of taking it from there. So before we jump in, let's just kick this thing off, right? Here's a little accountability check. You know, if you're that armed professional, did you get your dry fire in? You know, dry fire, live fire, i.e. you got your training notebook. You've been actually practicing, working that fire on whatever platform it is. And then, oh yeah, don't forget, since we brought up, you know, Warfighter Athletics, did you get your workout in? And again, guys, you know me, I'm not going to harp on it, but if you listen to the podcast, you still have time in the day to get her done. So knock that stuff out, you know, look for that act of kindness throughout the day. And man, what are you grateful for? Every day you can always say, I'm grateful to be alive. I've got the blessing of having another day on this planet. Don't swindle it. Don't waste it. Make the most of it and just be a good person. So, all right, let's jump right into this thing, man. Taking care of the temple. Rick, why? Yeah, man, I take care of myself. I do this. I said, all right, do we really? And everyone's guilty of it, right? So I'm going to kind of start on this end. Let's just look at when we're taking care of our temple. And I'm not really going to deep dive into the whole workout thing, but I'm just going to go, what are we ingesting into our bodies? What are we taking as far as actual nutrition in? Are we a human trash can? Or are we actually thinking about what we're eating? Are we doing supplements? Okay, if we're doing supplements, what are you taking for supplements? You guys know, you know, we've already talked about, you know, Alpha-Leatin, their heavy metal detox, man, super fan of that stuff, right? Get metals out of your system. Why do I advocate that? Because it's a quality product, right? Done my research, talked to Travis. I mean, the whole nine yards. And then kind of the last thing, not that I'm on any meds, but the meds, man. Stuff that these docs are giving you. And I'm going to tell you straight up, man, I would raise a flag, raise a question if a doctor's answer to fix you medically is to give you a pill. You guys all know I was an inpatient down at the VA for 6 weeks trying to get my whole TBI recovery there. And I told them straight up, first and foremost, here was Rick's deal. No pills, right? What'd they try to push? Pills. It's the easy go-to button, right? It's not doing medicine. I would rather guys look at doing a holistic approach going, hey, what's natural? What can I do? What's out there for me and taking care of myself versus popping some of these pills. And here's the thing, guys, right? I'll tell you straight up. I've got buddies that have wound up on their face because they took this. Oh, by the way, it was meant for a short duration. Doc just keeps writing the script. They don't even know what's interacting with anything else. They don't even know, hey man, this is a short-term med. This is a long-term med. This is going to have this effect. Oh, make sure you're staying hydrated up or it's going to suck your liver. What I mean, to me, guys, I am not a fan of big pharma. I'm not. You guys know that. I think it's all trash. I think we look for the easy button. Do I need that blood pressure pill or can I actually go out and, hey man, let me tweak my diet and let me actually go put some miles on the road or on the rower or hit the gym or, you know, can I look at how do I get stress out of my life? You know, do I get breathing exercise? I mean, there's all these things we can do, but I sit there and go, get off the easy button med crap. You know, I'll go back to the China virus, right? Let's look at this thing. Big pandemic going on, right? Signs and symptoms very similar to the cold, but hey man, it is what it is, right? Media instills hype. Oh, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, do this, you know. Then all of a sudden it's here's big pharma, right? Oh, we've got a vaccine. First and foremost, I think mistake number one, calling it a vaccine. We don't call the flu shot the flu vaccine, we call it the flu shot, right? But here's the underlying thing. Now it's coming to light, what are we, 2 years into this having a vaccine or whatever it was, that Big Pharma knew there was catastrophic side effects with this crap. They knew. They say anything? Nope. Why? Because they want their money. So I would just tell you guys this. This is, you know, Rick's thing, and this is no medical advice. I am not a licensed doctor in the United States, 3 other countries, but not the United States. This is just Rick's opinion on taking care of me. If a doctor's going to sit there and go, hey, here's a pill. All right. You can do your research. And I've let the story be known. So like when I was down at the Tampa VA, you know, the guy that was trying to work on my sleep, he's like, well, we can give you some gabapentin and that'll reset your brain or do something to get you to sleep better. So, okay. So Rick goes to the magic Google box. And again, take Google for what it's worth. Let me throw some caution in there. So we type in gabapentin and, well, it's an anti-seizure medicine. Why are you giving me an anti-seizure medicine, you know, to fix my brain, to reset my clock so that I can sleep? You know, so right there, that was spidey senses tingling going, yeah, that doesn't sound right. And plus two, I told these cats, it's like, dude, no pills. So I would, and again, I don't know the situation where you would have to, you know, the only thing that sticks off the top of my head right now. And again, you know, Synthroid, I know is used for people that have issues regulating, or their thyroid has issues, you know, regulating hormones, stuff like that. So they got to take that because their body's not doing something naturally, or they need the synthetic, hormones secreted from the pill or whatever. But I don't know that that's the best example, but okay. If your body's not doing something, yeah, possibly. Is there anything I can do to fix it? So before we just jump in and I kind of go back to the blood pressure thing, right? How many cats are out there on blood pressure medicine? All right. Are you on it because, you know, you're extremely overweight? You're basically a sedentary person that doesn't do anything. Or, you know, if doc says, hey, man, you need some blood pressure meds, sit there and go, cool. What do I need to do physically to get that stuff straightened out? Is it, hey, man, more miles on the road? Is it hitting the gym? Is it, hey, you know, am I the human trash can? So if you think about it, let's just look at nutrition, right? Because I think it kind of plays hand in hand with taking care of the temple. Are we getting a good variety of foods in our diet? Or are we sitting there going, let me just open up this bag of chips and suck this thing down one setting. And then let me wash it down with a couple liters of cola because that's, you know, pumping sugar in. And again, getting on sugar, you know, why it's like, why do me and Mark push things like, why do we talk Killcliff? Why do we talk Hoist? Because number one, they're products we believe in. But number two, sugar, man, they don't have any. Well, Hoist has a little bit because they need it. Your body needs it for the absorption. But like Killcliff, man, it's got nothing in there. Do I do the Killcliffs with CBD? Yeah, I do. You know, so am I being a hypocrite going, I don't ingest anything but all natural in my body? No, I mean, there's other things that I get in there. But again, I've done my due diligence looking at me. You know, 150 milligrams of good green tea caffeine. Yeah, man, I'm not sitting there sucking down monsters with all this crap. Not throw monster on the bus, but that's just kind of what people do. Whatever energy drink you drink, you know, no, I want to make sure that I'm getting good stuff in my system. And then when you look at some of those, it's funny because their caffeine levels are out of control, or I don't know what caffeine they're using, but then they usually got something else in there to help mitigate the shakes. Really, dude? So I want to get, you know, ramped up on caffeine, but then know something, they've got something in the drink to bring it down. It's like, why wouldn't you just fix your formula? But hey, man, here nor there, you know, slight tangent, rambling, whatever. But the point being is, you know, are you actually ingesting fruits and vegetables? Fresh fruits and vegetables, right? What's your protein intake look like? Do I do supplemental protein? Yeah, I do. I sit there and get a workout in and boom. As soon as I'm done my workout, man, we're sucking some protein in that body. Why? Because I want to fuel the muscles, man. You know, I want to chase them grandkids around when I'm freaking 70, 80, 90. You know, I want longevity in my life. And I'm already behind the power curve. You know, I'm structurally broken. My brain is freaking smashed. So I've got to stay after it. Now, am I sitting there taking these gee whiz bang pills that freaking the VA wanted to pump in me? Nope. Not a one. What can I do naturally to sit there and take care of myself? So, and I say all that, and I kind of bring this episode up because, again, you know, when you wind up flat in your face, like I've had a bunch of people do because of something that the doc gave them, and they either didn't check side effects, what they were on. Hey, I'm on 12 other pills as well. Then this one has a catastrophic effect with that one. It's like, dude, you've got to take care of yourself. And I ask you guys, right? Just because the guy holds the title of doctor does not mean he's got all the answers. Does it mean that Rick has all the answers? No. But Rick is very, put it this way. Do I have a problem calling a doc's bluff? I don't. Right? You're another human being just like me. And you want to do something to help me, fix me, make me better. Okay, cool. If it doesn't sound right, or it's not jiving, or I've done my research and said, hey, man, yeah, I don't think we're going to do that. You can say no. Check it out. You have the power. It's kind of like the old, you know, poison the federal government forced you to go in there, right? People go, no, I don't want to take that crap. Exactly. Yet you got Uncle Sugar sitting there going, oh, no, either take the poison or have a job. And then, oh, we find out all this stuff is getting, you know, saying the federal government overstepped their bounds. You're damn right they overstepped their bounds. You know, and you have to do that as an advocate for you. You are your own best advocate. I can't advocate for you. I can't sit there and be with you when you go to the grocery store and go, really, man? 8 bags of chips and that's tonight's dinner? Nope. You know, are you going, you know, hitting the fresh produce, man? You get in the butcher and going, hey, if I've got my choice, do I buy packaged meat? Sure. Would I rather hit the butcher and get something fresh there? Yep, absolutely. Am I going with the fried chicken, or am I going to sit there and grill my chicken? I mean, even when you go out, you know, I spend a lot of time out on the road, man. And granted, there's some staple restaurants that work better than others. But hey, man, if they've got a salad, okay, let's say that, for example, cool. Get my good leafy greens in. But then they go, all right, fried chicken or grilled chicken. Oh, I'm going with the grilled chicken, right? Trying to make as best choice as I can. Am I going with that mayonnaise based ranch? Or am I going to go with some, you know, a balsamic type dressing? You know, it's just little lifestyle changes, man. Take care of you. If you're putting the time in the gym, man, I want to reap the benefits, man. I want to sit there and look good for mama to sit there and go, yeah, check this, you know, check me out here. But if I'm ingesting crap, man, that you look at nutrition is key. And then in turn, if you're taking either rubbish pills, rubbish supplements, rubbish, whatever, are you sitting there in essence poisoning yourself? And unfortunately, this day and age, I feel this is Rick's opinion. All these medical professionals, they're just poisoning us, man. You know, they're just pumping pills in you because that's the easy fix button. Invest in you. You are your most precious commodity. You. What are you doing for you? If you're sitting there going, you know, we did the accountability check going, yeah, man, I got my workout in. Cool. What else are you sucking into your body potentially that can be either harmful or be beneficial? And I'm not saying you don't have to do anything. Yeah, man, you can take other things. Like I told you, supplemental protein. Yep, do that. CBD. Yep, do that. You know, I'm okay with that stuff. Barring you've done the research. Energy drinks. Yep. Kill Cliff's my drink, right? Need some good hydration? Yes, I drink water. I drink a lot of water. But yeah, especially when I'm working out, man, jam me some Hoist in there, get those hydration levels up. You know, coffee, man. You know, I got my coffee sitting here, right here. Yes, we're doing an AM shoot. What do you think I got in here? Cream, sugar? Nope. Straight black. And it's an acquired taste, right? Did I used to have my coffee all sugared and creamed up? Yeah. Do I do it every once in a while? Maybe. But it's not the norm. You know, so there's nothing wrong with treating yourself. Don't get me wrong. But just look at when you're taking care of yourself, you've got to do it the right way. And just question whatever it is you're putting in your body. So it's kind of the words of wisdom, man. You've got to take care of your temple. You've got to, don't be afraid to question these docs. And just look for longevity in your life, man. So make sure, guys, you know, kind of in closing, warhawk.com, kellydefense.com. Make sure you sign up for our newsletters. Trust me, I'm in the process of trying to gin one up now. Got some new industry partners. Like I said, Warfighter Athletic, you know, they're on board. So we'll make sure we stick that in the newsletter, give you guys a code to that. Great stuff. You know, using their t-shirts, shorts the other day, you know, some of their, the quote unquote commando line. So looking forward to running that thing through its paces. We'll probably do a YouTube overview, review something of their products just so you guys have a little better insight. That's the other thing I've been starting to do is if you look at our industry partners page, anything that I've done before, video-wise, information-wise, we're just putting a link in there so you guys can click on that and actually watch a video about the company. It's not going to have everything, but if I've done something with their products, hey, give you a little better insight. Hit that rating review, tell your friends, tell your family, hit that share button, do everything we can to bump up this algorithm, help get the OTR Universe word out there to what we got going on, whether it's the actual podcast, you know, Words of Wisdom or Mark's Vantage Point. So anyway, guys, crush the day. If you're up listening to this, you haven't worked out, haven't done all your stuff for your accountability check, get her done. Do it today. Don't wait till tomorrow. And then last but not least, God bless you. God bless your family. God bless our troops. And God bless the United States of America.